Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
So a group of students from the universities and TVET colleges took to the streets today to express their frustrations over delayed funding from NSFAS. We have spoken about this over and over and over again. On the line with us is the South African Student Federation President, Kiamogetswe Masike. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Ospemelo, man. Good evening to your listeners and thank you for having us.
As I said, you know, we have spoken to yourselves, we have well spoken to Parliamentary Committee on Higher Education, we've spoken to NSFAS. Is there any improvement on the issue of recipients getting their money from NSFAS?
It's very unfortunate, Ospemelo, that people are grandstanding in Parliament, people are grandstanding, pretending to be acting around some of these issues that pertain to NSFAS. But on the ground, there's no tangible results that we are able to see as students across different universities and TVET colleges. As we speak now, thousands of students spread across different institutions and TVET colleges have embarked on exams without having any financial support from government. Students have been wrongfully defunded during the academic year. Many have been evicted from their respective residences. Many have written countless times at NSFAS requesting assistance with their appeals, their loans, their bursaries, and many cases that have to deal with their financial support from NSFAS. But it's unfortunate that the executive there has not really came to the ground to respond positively around some of these problems that confront students. So it's very unfortunate that we also met with the COO of NSFAS, where we went to Cape Town to physically meet with them to convey some of these concerns, because they are burning. I think we've been having sporadic protests that have been happening across the country, where SRC student leadership has tried countless times to engage university officials. They've attempted as well to engage the Department of Education and Training, in particular the Office of the Minister, to come on board to rigorously deal with some of these issues. But unfortunately, those concerns have fallen into deaf ears. The executive is not coming on board. We've also written to Parliament requesting intervention around some of these problems, but people are not coming on board. So we took it upon ourselves that it calls for us now to really take matters to the streets, to actually go and engage the Department of Education, requesting that meeting with the minister. So fortunately today, when we got there, the chief of staff came in support, came forth to receive that memorandum of grievances from us. And there was a commitment from the advisor of the minister that tomorrow there will be a public statement that the ministry will release officially, that indeed her office has received that particular memorandum, because we did not want a situation where, Ospemelo, we go there, we shall submit a memorandum, and then these people, because we know how arrogant they are, we know how ignorant they are when it comes to issues that affect black students. We do not want a situation where they just take that memorandum and then they just put it in a dustbin and it's not yet attended. So we requested the chief of staff to actually call the minister in front of students that gathered there to actually commit that indeed she will pay attention to some of these issues, because our dissatisfaction also goes around the fact that the minister has noted some of these things. Remember, this is not the first protest that we've embarked on. There was an attempt where we tried to convey some of these things in her office, and she just noted these things. But till today, the minister has not come on board to rigorously give us a comprehensive plan on how she's willing to deal with these issues. And in actual fact, now there is a call that seeks to question the credibility and the character of the people that are appointed at NSFAS. Because NSFAS, as Pemelo, is a problem that we face on a yearly basis. It's a systematic challenge that each and every year we must speak about NSFAS. NSFAS this, NSFAS that, NSFAS this, NSFAS that. So we must start questioning actually what is the criteria that is used by the Office of the Minister intertwined with the department when they are appointing the executive there at NSFAS. Because we believe that these people there, they're not really, you know, they're not really coming on board. They're not really coming on board in dealing with some of these issues. It's very unfortunate, as Pamela, that my voice is worn out. I hope that I'm audible. We'll be singing the whole day today in our demonstration that we had in Tshwane today.
No. I really appreciate you talking to us after such a long day. You said that, you know, the last time you engaged with the Office of the Minister, they noted what you were saying. You've asked them to do something about your request today. They are saying that they're also going to release a statement tomorrow. Is that enough? Because, you know, do you think what will be contained in there will be actionable? Do you think noting it is enough? What tangibly would you like to see happen immediately?
We want solutions, as Pamela, because we also believe that the minister is ill-advised. So what happened in our first attempt when the minister noted, in actual fact, we were still in Cape Town when the COO confirmed that the ministry will release a statement that notes that there are issues in the higher education sector, of which we hoped that that minister, that statement would, you know, have tangible solutions on the proposed alternatives that student leaders had proposed, of course, that centre around the problems of students. But unfortunately, that statement was vague, of which we had to, you know, reject it, we've rejected that statement, that the minister is just noting these things. But in actual fact, this statement does not really, you know, propose, you know, solutions that, you know, must deal with these particular issues. So, but unfortunately, we are not happy, as Pamela, but of course, we had to say that let us grant the minister that opportunity to award us that opportunity, because we must also cite it, we must also indicate that there are reactionary forces who are anti-progress. And the reason why I'm saying that part and parcel of the people that are advising the minister, they're ill-advising the minister. Maybe perhaps they're suggesting that the minister must not meet with student leadership, the minister must not pay attention to these issues. Maybe perhaps in the sector, there are far much more better issues that the minister must attend to. So we've made that commitment, that failure for her to rigorously deal with some of these issues. Today it was just a first leg. We will mobilize. I think one thing that makes me happy is that students across universities in South Africa are united now, and in actual fact, they've united under one voice, that they demand that their minister rigorously deals and responds to some of these issues, because we don't believe that the minister is properly advised in that office, and maybe perhaps she might try to attempt to deal with these issues, but maybe there might be a sabotage in that particular office that prohibits her in dealing with some of these issues. But we've granted the minister enough time. Of course, she's been in office. I think we've also said it to the chief of staff today that we've been patient with the minister. It's been some time now that she's in office. She adjusted, and we're expecting her now to come to the ground to deal with student related issues. We don't want stories that we've had this, we've had that, the department is doing this, is doing that. We're having a crisis now. Students are writing exams, they don't have money, they are hungry, many are evicted from their residences, many do not have a place to sleep today, many have an academic responsibility to go to an exam hall to write tomorrow, but they do not know what's going to happen tomorrow, because they might come back home or in their respective residences of having eviction letters waiting for them in their respective residences. So this is an unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in, because we've been singing this song as Pemelo for the longest of time, but our issues have not been taken into cognizance by those that have taken oath of office public servants that have taken oath that they will adhere to cries of citizens of this country. In actual fact, what we're seeing is just people grandstanding and showing an attitude that is, you know, very unfortunate at that level.
Yeah, let's allow you to rest there. Really, thank you so much for your time. South African Student Federation President Kamogetswe Masike. We are obviously going to wait to see what the Minister of Higher Education has to say tomorrow in that statement. Then clearly we'll also wait for a reaction from the South African Student Federation on a way forward based on what the Minister would have committed to in that letter tomorrow. We'll all be waiting to see what she has to say. It's 9 o'clock.
Voice note Phimelo Mutine on WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Point of View.
Keep connected with us.
Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
So, Pamela, I find it so interesting that the Minister of Education had a conversation with you now and said that the community should have a vested interest in the services that government offers and value the government institutions that are given to us, like, for instance, schools, libraries, police stations, etc. So, the reason I say it's so interesting is because I live in front of a school here in Midland Zone 10. That school has been off for the past 4, going on 5 months, I mean, electricity-wise. So we've been going up and down to Eskom trying to fix it. That school is not operating well because obviously there's no electricity. And I'm just wondering how the services are able to continue at that school. The community around it is also off. We've been trying to go to Eskom, speaking to community leaders. There was also political people that came. Nothing got through. And the school is still off. So the reason why I find it so interesting is because even government institutions don't have a vested interest in the schools or in the services that government offers. So Eskom, for instance, does not have a vested interest in the children that are learning at that school, because if they did, they would make sure that that school switches on for the past 4 to 5 months. So that is an issue that the Honorable Minister was speaking about, for us to have vested interests. But if the government institutions like Eskom don't come to the party, then it's useless to say that people should have an interest while Eskom doesn't have an interest as well. So who cares whether our kids are learning or not? If the school is off for the past 5 months and nobody says anything, then, you know. So, yeah.
How's Pamela? What I can say about the vote of no confidence, Dada Morero, it's that with him, even him himself, before the voting and everything, he was confident because of we must. I personally must just say that guy is working. But thinking with Hila Bantu Abasebenza, Banga Bonis, you understand? Hila Baba, they are working on the background. Axila Baba Mumsin, the bus 10 bis in Desinia, call about 10 bis in Dama in Desinia, you understand? But that guy is working. I know for effectivity, currently we have a problem near Riavaya. Riavaya is facing a problem, and which is Udada is busy fixing that problem here corner shareholders, because of when Riavaya started, it was started they're gonna gain shares from Riavaya, understand, the taxi owners that they are giving out. So now there is corruption ends again and stuff. So this guy is there sorting the thing out. People are being chased out of their houses about investing with Riavaya.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.